Thank you for joining me, Terry.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having us along.
Yeah, so Terry, can you tell us a bit about this positive initiative called the Staples Bag?
Yeah, sure. It's a social enterprise that has been set up by Settlement Services International. And basically what we provide is low-cost food hampers for people in need. And it's accessible. We've got a retail store in Campsie, but we also do many pop-up stores around Sydney. So we pop up in places like retirement villages and at churches and places like that.
And can you tell us a bit more about these organizations behind the Staples Bag?
So SSI, we're a leading humanitarian services provider. So we work with a lot of migrants and refugees across New South Wales.
Right. And how do you manage to make the bag so affordable?
Because we're a charity, we're getting a lot of donations from various manufacturers of goods. And we access food through the National Grocery Council of Australia that provide food affordable to charities. We're also preparing our own food within kitchens, so getting some of the ingredients and cooking ready-made meals for people that we sell for $4 a meal.
And have you been getting interest in this project from other people as well?
Yes, yeah. No, there's been a lot of interest. What we're trying to do at the moment is also support a lot of other agencies that have been trying to do similar initiatives, and we've rented a big retail premise and a big warehouse, so we're able to store lots of food. And some of the smaller agencies, they struggle to be able to service the customers' needs and provide the range of grocery items that we provide. So we're looking at what can we do to support other agencies so that they can help more people that are in need.
And does the Staples Bag provide any other initiatives beyond those?
Well, the other initiative is this frozen meal range of food that we've now come up with. So there were a lot of people that we were servicing, for example, in retirement villages, that they liked the idea of affordable groceries, but they didn't want to buy a whole lot of items and cook a whole lot of things just for one person. So the range of frozen meals has proven really, really popular.
And do you have any sort of plans for expanding this moving forward?
Yeah, our expansion is not to open other retail premises, but to see what we can do to maybe leverage off existing infrastructure that's in place. So we're looking at, we have these pop-up stores, so we're pop-up supermarkets, so we're looking at trying to get to more retirement villages. We're looking at trying to get to more sort of community halls and churches and places like that and set up these pop-up supermarkets that basically will be able to provide these grocery bags to people in need.
And you've already mentioned touched on this already, but what are some of the responses you've gotten from people who have been on the receiving end of this or have been involved with it?
The responses have been fantastic. A lot of people, we see them shopping with their kids, and they're saying to mum, "Can I put this in the trolley, mum? Is it okay?" And they end up walking out of our supermarket, with a trolley that's full of food, and they're potentially paying a fraction of the price of where they would sort of pay anywhere else, the price that would pay anyone else. So it's proven really popular. We've had, people that are doing it quite tough, who said what a difference it's made in their life now that they can sort of pay for things that they thought they couldn't afford otherwise, or been able to send their kids to do sporting trips that they thought they couldn't be able to, send them on sporting trips before that. But I didn't mention, but a lot of our staff volunteers, and they're unemployed, and we've had a huge success rate in getting a lot of people into work who come along and they volunteer their time to come work with us, and they start to gain work experience and practical skills, and their soft skills really improve. But they get to learn about how to work within a warehouse, how to work within a retail environment, and through that, we've been able to place hundreds of people into employment. So it's been a win not only for the community, but also these volunteers.
That's incredible. Thank you so much, Tara, for joining us to tell us about this cool initiative.
Okay. Thanks for your time.